We still don't have results from yesterday's elections in Thailand because many people were not able to vote. That's because protesters forced polling stations in Bangkok and southern Thailand to close. The protesters say the elections yesterday didn't change anything, and they're planning to stage even larger rallies, which means Thailand's political crisis, economic crisis, continues. The BBC's Jonathan Head reports from Bangkok.
This was the scene outside one Bangkok polling station yesterday. Frustrated residents waving their ID cards and complaining they've been robbed of their right to vote.
I love democracy. Today, I want to come to election. But now today cannot do. All the people want to, cannot do.
Two rows of police with riot shields barred the way to the ballot boxes. Behind that was a barricade guarded by tough-looking enforcers. They were from the anti-government protest movement, which has occupied parts of Bangkok for the past 3 months and was now blockading the polling station. It was too much for this man.
Respect my vote!
Pushing past the police, he rushed towards the barricade with a few other would-be voters. There was a heated exchange, and they were sent packing. One of the guards firing a gun to make his point that there would be no voting in that district. In much of Thailand, the vote proceeded smoothly, although turnout was lower than usual, especially in Bangkok, where a lot of the middle class supported the protest movement's campaign against an election the governing party was certain to win.
Yesterday I did not go to election because I don't like this government. I hate Yingluck Shinawat. She is very bad.
The main opposition Democrat Party has been widely criticised for boycotting the election. Its leader, former Prime Minister Abhisit Wejjajiwa, says this was justified.
These elections are not going to fill a quorum for Parliament. These elections might take, I don't know, months to try to do that, and will fail to do so, legally and constitutionally. So it's time for the government to recognise the fact and try to find ways to move the country forward. All sides accept that there needs to be elections. What they are disagreeing about is what kind of reforms we can put in place.
The government now wants by-elections to be held as soon as possible in districts affected by the protesters' blockades. The opposition argues that the entire election should be annulled by the courts, but human rights campaigner Sunay Pasuk believes there are no grounds for such action.
I cannot see any legal justification to cancel the validity of the election. The voting itself can be postponed according to emergency situation, including disruption of voting by protester. And it has happened before with natural disaster that voting couldn't happen and need to be set on a different date. So there's no legal reason to cancel the validity of this election.
So an election called last December to ease Thailand's political conflict has left it just as divided with no clear result. The opposition had no chance of winning the poll, but it has proved very effective at disrupting it.
The BBC's Jonathan Head reporting from Bangkok. And Bangkok, of course, a place that many Americans like to go as tourists. They've seen a big drop in the number of tourists filling up the hotels. Many Thais worried about the economic impact of all this. Although every time we speak to Jonathan Head on this program, we ask him, are the tourists being affected by what is going on with these protests? And he says, no, not right now.